continuing with this issue of why do we relinquish our responsibility for the earth, our brothers and sisters, and the way we reproduce our lives? Why do we defer to the state instead of using our own processes of analysis, our own earth-given gifts? And Bentham is enormously helpful with this, and it's important to understand before we can successfully grapple with power the degree to which they act consciously. I like reading the Epoch Times because it reprints articles from sources that advance float the cons that power is hoping to hurt us with. But the ones to which they've given their total backing, you see everywhere. And one that we have to keep an eye on is this concept of nation state. It's critical because that's how they keep us herded, by us giving our allegiance to that concept. Just on the way over here, I heard the reception was a little staticky, but who I assumed was Michael Moore say, quote, "We are behind a lot of this madness," unquote. That statist we, agreeing or joining hands and identity with the state. And you hear this from all pundits on the left, with perhaps a few exceptions. But the ones that get repeated over and over, they uniformly use that statist we. Michael Moore, Daniel Ellsberg, Noam Chomsky. We are doing this. And they talk about our violent human nature. And so without, perhaps unconsciously, they are reproducing the principal cons which keep us from moving on as a species. The article on Somalia, for instance, was very much concerned that they establish a military and a police force and rein in. Apparently, there is a lot of unreined economic activity. Oh, no, 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 no. Those means, from the perspective of power, those means by which we reproduce our lives, those are the key arenas in which power insists on control. So they talk about, and he keeps using this phrase, failed state. And, you know, that's like a taunt to delegitimize in people's minds. You know, I'm sure, I mean, there's all kinds of ways in which they, or various whips they use to herd us back into wanting to be part of this grand adventure called civilization, called the market economy, called whatever. Come in, join us. You don't want to be part of those rogue, savage outsiders. In revealing division, I argue that citizen-barbarian dichotomy is the key one power has used since it invented class, the notion of herding us in order to serve their ends, which in their minds are glorious ends. But what I'm arguing is that it is time for us to move on, that we cannot grow up as a species continuing to defer to this tiny 0.0001%. This is nuts, right? So anyway, quote from the article. His fear is that, quote, Somalia may slowly slip back into a failed state status, regardless of who recognizes it. The threat, and this is the article, the threat to Somalia's sovereignty looms large, and it mostly comes from within Somalia rather than from without. After 20 years of lawlessness, the proliferation of an unregulated private sector threatens the development of a viable public sector for the country. Successive Somali governments, including the current one, seem to be reluctant to establish strong rules and regulations for the blossoming private sector. The government appears unable or unwilling to counter the narrative promoted by the self-serving businesses and NGOs based in Nairobi, that the Somali public sector is too dysfunctional to engage in meaningful business transactions. Sprawling private sector industries include, but are not limited to, the airline industry, telecommunications, banks, remittance organizations, universities, hospitals, health clinics, and local schools, unquote. This is economic activity that is going on unsanctioned by global power through its major financial institutions they operate. You know, the money is a means for keeping track of what is going on globally and for hurting us and and for measuring their own, I guess, rank in this glorious competition to see who comes out on top.